I'm Kevin Boucher, WSIU Radio News. 89 degrees right now, but with the humidity, it feels like it's 99 degrees. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner says he is determined to fight a corrupt political machine in Chicago and its special deals as he seeks a second term. Rauner made those remarks at a GOP breakfast earlier today before heading to the Illinois State Fairgrounds for a campaign rally. The events coincide with an Illinois House session where legislators are considering his mandatory veto of a school funding bill. Democrats say districts may get more money initially, but many will lose funding in a few years under Rauner's plan. SIU Carbondale students started moving into residence halls today, and the new campus chancellor, Dr. Carlo Montemagno, was on hand to help students, and he said the atmosphere of the campus is thrilling to be around.
I can't express how excited I am to be embraced by such a superb community of scholars and young inquisitive minds. It's awe-inspiring.
In addition to taking the helm of the Carbondale campus officially yesterday, Montemagno, who has a strong background in science, is geared up for Monday's eclipse, and he pointed out that this cosmic event can help us overlook our differences.
All made of star stuff that emanates from the Big Bang, and we all come from the same components. We all share far more in common than people really, that is apparent. We're all a brotherhood.
Montemagno holds an engineering degree and comes from the University of Alberta and was on hand at Thompson Point today helping students and their parents on this first official move-in day at the Carbondale campus. Law enforcement agencies all around Southern Illinois are gearing up to keep safety a top priority. Union County Sheriff Scott Harville is stressing cooperation with his neighbors like the Jackson County Sheriff's Office.
Of course, they border us, so we share some common areas. So like Cedar Lake would be one of them. It's just outside of our county, but part of that on the northern end of the county, the lake bays come back in close to our county line. So yeah, we would be helping with that or any other assistance, and likewise, they would do the same for us.
89 degrees. I'm Kevin Boucher, WSIU Radio News.